You want to try some of the sausage?
As a general rule, I don't eat meat-filled animal intestines. But if some guy in plastic gloves and a paper hat is handing out kielbasa in the deli department, I'm always the first in line.
This is a broth sausage with wild rice, and this is a smoke. You have one of each.
The truth is, I'm incapable of resisting grocery store samples. I just can't refuse free bratwurst, and I'm powerless in the face of new and improved Velveeta. Normally, I couldn't choke down either product, but somehow everything just tastes better when it's served on a toothpick.
Thank you for stopping today.
Every Saturday morning, I head to Byerly's, the carpeted supermarket where chandeliers and SpaghettiOs converge. I like to think of the store's sample day as my own little progressive dinner party. Appetizers are served next to the shelves of shrink-wrapped hams, and dessert is doled out near the countless cases of lean cuisine.
This actually is a key lime white chocolate. Would you like to try that, or do you want to go for something else?
On this day, the multi-course meal consisted of California rolls, corn dogs, and chicken patties, along with summer sausage, mini eclairs, and apple cobbler. There was a woman handing out microwavable bacon, but even I have standards. It's important to note that the ritual of sample day requires more than just the ability to devour miniature ice cream cones and clumps of stovetop stuffing. As these shoppers will tell you, it's a complicated social interaction.
It's kind of like a weird flirtation, sort of approach and feign interest and sample the product and maybe talk to them a little bit, make them feel good about their job. And then I usually pick it up and read the box and look really genuinely interested in what this product is all about. Like I'm really considering it and thinking it over. And then somebody else will come up and get their sample, and so they're not looking, and I'll put it back and just kind of slink away. I flirt with them, I get what I want, and I dump them.
I try to pretend like, oh, I didn't see you there. Oh, but since I'm over here, I'll just, try this. And then I, sample a little bit, and I'm like, oh, this is really good. And then they tell me about the product, and I'm like, I'm just going to go get something over here, and I'll probably come back and get this. Yeah, and then I never do. So that's how it usually goes.
You try to disguise yourself a little bit. If you have a jacket on, you take it off, and you go back and get another sample of chocolate. Most of the time I get this guilt feeling and wind up buying whatever is I've sampled, and I'll come home with it sometimes. It tastes actually better than in the store than it does in your own kitchen, that's for sure.
On sample day, nearly every customer partakes in some type of social charade. I'm no exception. I'll ask detailed questions about how to cook the featured pork tenderloin, although I have no intention of buying the item, and in fact, am so revolted by raw meat, I've never cooked it in my life, and I don't plan on giving it a go anytime soon. I've even gone so far as to plunk a box of pour-a-quiche into my cart in hopes of pleasing the woman who was shelling out the samples of it. I discarded the product in the dairy section a few seconds later. I just couldn't bear having her know that I'd been lying when I said the bacon, ham, and powdered egg concoction would be a great addition to my next dinner party.
This is on sale today.
Wow, that was good.
It's strange. As a society, we tend to hold salespeople at arm's length. I don't even feel bad telling a group of Girl Scouts I don't like their cookies. But if some guy manning a hot plate hands me a paper pill cup full of lukewarm Rice-A-Roni, I'm all his. Nikki Tundell, Minnesota Public Radio.